Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us
Spectrum
online
has great
at
news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And welcome. Do we have a show for you today? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Today's show? Well, let's say it's more fun today, less dramatic. And folks, before we begin the show, I got to introduce the players today, the people on the spot. Right now, I want to introduce you my co-host, my beautiful wife, the one who's smart behind the show, the one, the only, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Where else would I be, Michael? Thanks for the intro. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the January 22nd edition of, you know, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay. And also co-host in his home in, was it Fern Rock? Fern, what is always Fern something?
Fern Park, buddy.
Fern Park, Florida. David Hildebrand, co-host, are you there?
Woohoo, it's me. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy
Welcome
New Year.
Back.
And today we have, let's just say, a guest host. His name is Terry Willard from Connecticut. Terry Willard, are you there?
I am here. I would like to say, como es? Estás to all my Spanish listeners. Como estás to my Filipino listeners. Como ye to my Haitian listeners. Como televue to my French listeners. Hotel to my
there
African
we go.
Listeners.
We needed that. We needed
and
that.
And assalamu alaikum to all my Middle Eastern listeners. Happy New Year
okay.
to you all.
Happy New Year to everybody. And in the studios, well, what's up for him? The show is either going well or not going well. You can thank him or not. One, the only, Chris Shaw.
Bonjour.
Producer.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? Oui. What they do? How you living? What's going
We're
down
listening
in
to
town?
You. Happy birthday, baby boy. Happy
yes,
birthday,
sir.
Chris Shaw.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Thank you
Chris.
Very much. Thank you very much.
You can stand up and take a bow. Well, your mother should take a bow, not you.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, fellas.
I better do some shout-outs.
Yeah, wait a minute. Before we begin shout-outs, we have some. We want to discuss who passed away first? No, that's afterwards?
Later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, I have a whole list of shout-outs here. Let's get the show rolling on the right foot here. Okay, let's see. Where am I? All right, first of all, like we said, early happy birthday to Chris Shaw. And he had a very busy birthday this week. And then we'd like to wish an early happy birthday to our co-host, Sheila Young. And Sheila's birthday is January 25th.
Oh, and happy birthday.
Also, just a reminder, that January is Braille Literacy Month. And I'd like to give a shout out to Natalie Schneider and her mom, Ashley, in Indiana. And Natalie is sighted, but she has a nonprofit for the blind and visually impaired called Pennies for the Blind in honor of her great-grandmother who had retinitis pigmentosa.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then finally, I'd like to give a shout out to Suzanne in New York and her sister-in-law Ankita, who lives in St. Louis. So we hope they're both listening.
It'd be nice if they're listening.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Welcome everybody.
Welcome everybody. Yes, and do you have any shout outs there, Mr. David?
Well, sure. I'll give a shout out to my wonderful wife Brenda, and let's see, good friend Neville French, and. I think I may actually have a couple friends up in Virginia listening tonight. So hello to them. Oh, yeah. I can't forget my friend Jenna in North Georgia. So that's it for this hour.
Okay. Uh-oh. And what about you, Terry? Do you have any shout outs, Terry?
I have a shout out to my lovely wife that's sitting right here in front of me. Shout out to Jalita.
Jolita. Oh, I told you that was a very sexy name. I love that name.
Yes. Say hello, Jolita.
Hello.
That's her.
Hi, Jolita. Welcome.
Nice. Hey, wait a minute. I got to say something right now. You know, most people don't know. They're turning the dial on the radio. They say, what is this show all about? My goodness gracious. What is it? Listen, folks, don't get excited. This show is catered to the visually impaired and blind. 70% of our audience is visually impaired and blind. 30% is sighted. So if you're driving a car, you better not be blind. And if you're driving, make sure that you hope you're sighted. And if you don't know what the word sighted means, that means you have eyesight. Because a lot of times I say to somebody, are you sighted? And they say, I'm very excited. And I say, no, I didn't mean you're excited, that you are sighted. That means you can see out of your eyes. The people who are visually impaired and blind, we can't see out of our eyes. I'm blind. David's blind. So that's what the show's all about. So it's a fun show. It's here every Sunday night, from Eastern time, from 7 to 9. And we discuss everything. We don't discuss two things. We don't discuss politics, and we don't discuss religion. But tonight's show is more going to be a lot about music. So it's basically a music show tonight, plus other things we're going to have tonight. But it's going to be less serious tonight's show. Yes.
Can I add one thing? I want everybody, to the sound of my voice, to pick up your phone and call two of your friends and tell them to tune in to the Blind and Beyond show. Pick up the phone and call two of your friends, everyone that's listening.
So listen, folks, if you want to call in, let me give you a phone number. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. I'll say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. You got it?
Good job.
So the folks, let me tell you something right now. This show is yours. It's here. It's a nonprofit radio show. We're heard all over the world. And the point is, it's the only one of its kind. So folks, if you're listening, call in. It'd be nice to hear from you. 407-894-1680. What do you want to say, David?
Yeah, they're listening down in Australia now, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey,
that's tomorrow already. They're already breaking into the week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're old news over here.
Yeah, folks, I just want to tell you, this is not a tape show. This is a live radio show. So what you hear is what you get. So when I screw up, that's all I can say is I screwed up.
There's no turning back.
So you can't take it back. That's right.
Same here.
So listen, folks, we got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I got something to say before we go to break. Wait a minute. Got something to say. Very important. Very important. There's something in the wind. Can't tell you about right now. But I got one question to ask you ladies. This is a very important question. What? No? Okay, forget it. I'm not going to ask. I just got hit in the arm.
I was just making the wind sound.
I just got hit in the arm. The wind. Hurt me bad. So we're going to a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
She had to get your attention in time.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope, You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week, I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You know, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what this show is all about. Folks, it's time for Lynn.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to welcome Patrick Jansen. And if you don't know by now, Patrick is the president of Braille Music and More. And he's going to tell us all about his company. And we look forward to it. Welcome, Patrick. Welcome.
Thanks hey, so welcome, much, Lynn. Patrick. Hey, David. Good to hear from you again, Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, Patrick. Terry.
And say hi to Terry Wooler.
Hi, Terry and Chris.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
I'm up here in snowy Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Oh, keep your snow to yourself up there. Thank you.
That's right. Connecticut hasn't had any yet.
No, not yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. I'm surprised.
So tell us about Braille Music and More, Patrick.
Well, I am a certified Braille transcriber in music and in literary. There are very few of us in music Braille, so I started a company, Braille Music and More, so that people who needed Braille transcriptions in music could easily find me on my website, which is www.braillemusicandmore.com. It's all spelled out. You can see a list of Braille library of transcriptions I've already done. And I'm continuously working with the Library of Congress because they have a wish list of music masterworks that they want to have done, or Broadway scores or jazz method books. And then, my company has grown over these years so that I'm subcontracting work to about 26 transcribers through the country. And we're doing math and science and foreign languages and literary and history and English. And really, we can cover any subject matters and tactile graphics that high schools and colleges may need for their blind or visually impaired students.
So, David, you said you had some questions for Patrick?
Well, I wanted to talk particularly about the stuff you're doing with the tactile graphics, because that's one of those kind of things that not every company could pull off. And I know in the school system, it is so important when I went through to be able to actually touch something, you know, for like in science, for example, and right. So a in a what would they call it? Assistive person for a college or a high school could go directly to you and have like, you know, particular, like the body for anatomy or certain things like that. And they could put that out in graphic so the person, blind person could tell where everything's supposed to be.
That's right. That typically comes from textbooks that are being studied in a class. A great example is that we have a major contract with a major United States university that has a student studying pharmaceutical studies at a doctorate level, which I just think is amazing. But the textbooks, the textbooks and the PowerPoints that they're sending us, that the sighted students are seeing in class, that they're asking us to represent as best as possible in tactile graphics. I've got a team of about seven who are working with me on that pharmacy program, and one particular who specializes in tactile graphics, and it's just simply amazing. You can't get the 3D depth necessarily, but with software like Corel Draw or through Collage or Thermoform, we can get really pretty precise in representing, as you said, the heart or cells and the nucleus to be accessible for feel, so that a blind or visually impaired person can get a real sense of what the sighted students are looking at as closely as possible.
Now, picking up new languages and stuff is another big area, because I know a lot of times different languages have other symbols than what we're used to. And language is a big thing that, you know, the blind people can take part in. And so you play a big part in that, I gather, too.
Sure. I think the big four would be Italian, Spanish, French, and German. We get a lot of requests for books in those. Occasionally have had ones for non-character-based languages like Mandarin Chinese or Russian. Those are a little trickier to find. You need to find a person who is actually fluent in those languages.
Oh, yeah.
But with character-based languages, we can really handle any of them. There's a document called World Braille Usage that I think Perkins has published that has the characters in Braille for all the special symbols of various languages, especially with the accents and the umlauts that appear.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And so we use that document and a textbook that comes from a school and can create languages. My mentor is Dr. Karen Gerald. She was blind since birth, and I think she is fluent in about six or seven languages. So
now,
she was
now you can see, right? You can see just fine, Patrick, right?
Yes, I'm sighted. Those of us who are really specialized in music Braille, I'm going to guess that there's probably six of us in America right now who are full-time music Braillists. So I have to look at the original sheet music or the music book and then create every symbol that I see on the print page into music Braille so it could be read and learned and memorized by a blind student who wants to learn that piece.
So going backwards, what made you want to get into Braille when you can see?
Well, I was a musician, but probably not making the income that I had was really hoping for. So I started to research of other fields I could use. I do have a degree in music, so I wanted to utilize that. And I discovered that, as I understand it, in the history of the music Braille exam through the Library of Congress, only about 70 people, maybe 80 by now, in history have been certified in music Braille. So I thought, well, this is perhaps something that I can work towards and learn. It was my goal to study and earn the highest score in the history of the music Braille exam. And I did that in 2014. And a lot of work came my way after I made that known to folks.
I was reading that, reading about that, where they said you had the highest possible score of like 99.7 or something crazy like that. Like, holy cow. I mean,
at the time, that was a very difficult Mozart sonata that we had to do. Apparently, that got a lot of complaints from other people who wanted to become music certified. So they've changed the exam, and it's not quite as challenging as it was in the time. But Karen would say that I received the highest score on the toughest exam.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Sounds like it.
So, Patrick, to the listeners out there that might be blind or visually impaired and want to, you know, follow up in their music interests, what can you tell them about it, you know, as far as the Braille, you know, how they would learn with the Braille, with
your Braille music more? There are resources. There's books that can be found, such as How to Learn Music Braille or Who's Afraid of Music Braille. I would say to most of the people that want to learn I can already read traditional literary Braille. Mm-hmm. And so the symbols are, you know, we're using the same dots, so that once we enter the music code, I have to know the difference. And so with the reader, that like a TH in a literary book would be a C quarter note in music. So they would probably need to find a resource of what the symbols that the dots that they're reading represent in music. And then it just is a matter of really studying and practicing and memorizing. I watched Dr. Karen Gerald once work on a piano piece where she had to have the music on her lap. She was reading the left-hand part with her right hand and then playing it on the piano, and then switching and playing, reading the left-hand part and playing with the right hand on the piano, and then memorize.
So you sell to blind schools, regular schools, universities, am I right?
Yes, that's right. So sometimes they're blind schools where they have a music program, but mostly I'm helping students who go to a school like Florida State University or Purdue University. They're blind or visually impaired, and they have to take classes right along with the sighted kids. And by law, the school needs to provide a textbook or the materials for them. So they'll contact me. And that's the most of the work I do is taking textbooks and switching the text and the music into Braille so that can be read and learned so they can keep up with their classmates.
And being here in Florida, I was particularly surprised to see that you work closely with Florida State, not just in their music program, though, I gather, but in other areas, too. Is that right?
Right. We're going to be starting a math book for them coming up. But I've had a student who I was working with since high school who is now in her junior or senior year. So the music is slowing down, it seems, at this point. But one of my great joys was she sent me a video of her conducting her class singing a choral piece where I had sent the soprano, alto, tenor, and bass pieces and the piano part. She worked on it, memorized it, and there she was conducting class. And to see that in video brought me a lot of joy, because it's rare that we see our work in action. So I think when she graduates, I'll be looking for other colleges, but I probably have about seven that I work for now.
I would imagine like a music conservatory would really benefit from your skills, but unfortunately they don't have the same budget as a state school might.
That may be true. Eastman School of Music is one of my clients, so that's one of the best conservatories there is.
Oh yeah.
So I ideally they're getting funding from donors or government money, so they can fund these, because the textbooks are much more expensive than a sighted person's textbook would be. So they definitely would have to come up with the funds, because there's a lot of labor involved in creating music Braille.
Oh yeah, and a bunch of volumes too.
That's right, several volumes.
So you had mentioned with the graphics, you still use thermoform paper? Because I remember that when I was a kid, thermoform is like a plastic type of paper that people can use to create graphics, and physically they might use rope or string or anything
or buttons and dots. Yep. So really my team of tactile graphics artists, the experts, they would analyze each and every piece they come across, and if they really feel that would be best represented with thermoform, we can do that. And then you can like hole punch it and still put it in a volume of Braille along with it, or create it as a separate supplement. But we want to give everything possible we can to the student to be able to learn and study what's necessary for them to pass the class.
True. Are you still giving music lessons? Because I saw that I know you're quite an accomplished singer. And
I appreciate that. I have one or two students.
The rumor on the street, Patrick.
Well, if you went to my website, you could hear a little portion of me singing on there. I have some examples of Broadway and church music and standards. And around Cleveland, I entertain at the old folks' homes. So I go around and I sing and bring some musical joy to the old folks.
Well, I actually did listen. And you sounded awesome, bud.
I appreciate it, Dave. And I've heard your music. Very talented. Terry, you're also a musician?
Yes, I'm also a musician as well.
God bless.
Thank you.
Yeah, Patrick, yeah. You know my great music by the by the trivia time.
That's right, the jingles you created for my company.
my big piece. That was the I'm the modern Spike Jones of music.
Very nice. No, but you don't read music braille.
Not yet, but
you're all by ear, yeah.
Oh, no, but you really have motivated me, because there was a time I wanted to take it on, and to be honest with you, I want to learn it just so to be able to notate my own stuff.
Well, I'm very curious, because I know you're still a young man. How long that might take you to really learn music braille and really feel competent about it? I would love to know how long that might take you.
Oh, let's not go there. Yeah. I'm not so smart, buddy, but I mean, but the good thing is, being retired now, I have the time to put into it. So, and the motivation is, you know, personal. So I could pick up, you know, I'm never going to be great at it, but for writing my own stuff, I might be able to use it, I think.
Well, as I understand it too, the music braille is starting to be more accentuated for the young people. Like they're encouraging high schoolers to learn music braille and not just sing and play by ear. And I think that a lot of benefit can be given to them. And that if they do want to go on in music, whether to be a conductor or a teacher or a private teacher, it would be vital for them to learn music braille as young as they could start.
Well, now that they've got the braille, the refreshable braille displays that are becoming much more affordable, people can actually have these in their hand, like a choir, a singer particularly could have a braille display and actually be able to literally not exactly sight read,
sing,
but you
know, spot. Hey, yep.
Yeah, exactly, read on the spot, which is, I think, is pretty darn cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Well, Patrick, before we say goodnight, would you please give out the website again so people can find out more about you? Plus, it's on our website, on our sponsor page.
It's www.braillemusicandmore.com. All the letters are spelled out. And if you want to reach me directly, it's patrick@braillemusicandmore.com.
You want to repeat that again? Repeat it, please.
Right. The email is patrick@braillemusicandmore.com. And braillemusicandmore.com is the website.
And I encourage.
Thank you so much for coming on board tonight. We appreciate it.
I really
enjoyed
speaking to you.
And if you got.
And be safe and be well again. Happy New Year to you.
And if you're a student, you can bug your teachers or your accessibility department to contact Patrick, because sometimes we've got to be our own advocates, you know, and the schools are responsible. So they need to contact you and hook these kids up.
Very
hey,
true.
Hey, everybody.
Time to go to break.
Wait. I got a caller that just called in and got a question. Do we got a minute?
Question.
All right. It's our friend from Orlando, Miss Sheila. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good. Happy belated birthday, Chris.
And happy birthday to you, Sheila.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. Hi, David.
Hey.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Sheila.
I have a question about music books for the Library of Congress. I am president of the Friends of Library Access here in Florida. And I know that one of our members has requested the library to braille some trumpet instruction books. Do you do that kind of stuff for the library, or what is it that you do?
They have hired me. Right now, I'm in a contract to do 28 jazz method books in the Jamie Abersold series. So those can be used by trumpet players. I know that in their catalog, they have certain method books like the Standard of Excellence or the Tradition of Excellence. I personally did 30 Tradition of Excellence books for the Library of Congress. So most instruments can find for free downloads on the NLS Bard website. Music for trumpet players or any instruments they might want to play. But they do hire me when the need comes up to do individual instruments or a series of instruments.
Gotcha. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you,
service.
Sheila, for calling in. We appreciate it so much. Thank you, Sheila.
Well, thanks,
Sheila.
Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
We're going to break.
Thanks, man.
Good night. We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to come right back with trivia and a lot more of the show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Great.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. We're definitely back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is live. We're back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. So, folks, you want to call in? Hope you do. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Now, are you still there, Mr. Terry?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's trivia time, and your trivia, you are up, mister.
Oh. Okay, Chris, are you ready to play the song?
Let's get it on.
Okay, just wanted to remind everybody, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's trivia time. So what I would like is for someone out there in the listening audience to call in and tell me the name of the artist who is singing this song.
Let's get a new listener because every note should know this voice. 407-894-1680. This fellow, everybody should know.
I'm
call in is 407-894-69. It's enough, Chris. Everybody and their brothers and cousins should know who that sings that song. Everybody.
That's the California Raisins, right?
Yeah. Herman Hermits. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? And in a minute, are you still there, Mr. Terry?
I am still here, Mr. Michael.
After you find out who's because of the answer, we'd like to hear you do a song, live song, live.
Yeah, I'd like that.
In person, live.
Oh, okay.
David, that was funny about the California Raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that famous band, the California Raisins. I saw them on TV.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They used to sell those little figurines of California
Raisins. Well, yeah, so I remember that.
Yeah.
We'd like a new caller to call in. It'd be nice, somebody new to call. It'd be nice. Everybody should know the name of that person who's singing. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Give a call. You're going to get a prize.
We like to give away shots.
Who is it?
We always like to give away prizes. So that's a nice, easy one. I like that.
Gets quiet. You know, Chris is on the phone.
Yep.
Everybody should know who that's singing. Let's get a new
caller. The lines are burning up.
This is going to be an easy one.
It's just the sad part is we can only give away one prize per song. But, so depends on
maybe
who
tonight. Maybe tonight we'll get maybe two. We'll see for the song. We'll see how Terry feels. We'll see how Terry feels.
there could be a part B to this. Absolutely.
A part B? Wow.
Yeah, he's got a part B. Very interesting. Yeah.
All right. Well. Oh, yeah, I can see that part. How you could, it's your song, so you can figure out the part B, but I can figure out I can imagine what you might do.
So let's go, Chris. Who's there? Anybody?
Knock, knock.
Chris.
Who's there?
Shouldn't take this long on this song.
Chris, you there?
No, he's talking to...
He's talking to the people.
He's talking... Yeah, that's right, the people. Trying to figure out who's new, who's old.
Mm-hmm.
Who's borrowed?
Let's get a new caller first.
Yeah, that would be best. I don't know.
By the way, folks, all the folks that got all those prizes during November and December, we gave away thousands and thousands of dollars worth of prizes. I hope you enjoyed your gift cards for food. Hope you loved it. Hope you bought a lot of stuff. Hope you ate well.
Yeah, there's some good dinners bought by that stuff, I know.
All righty, I'm back. Okay.
Woo!
Woo!
All right, so here's what I got. I had Arnold to call in and give me an answer, and he said, no, I don't want to talk because I just won. I got Christine from Jupiter on – I got Sheila on the phone line. I got Christine from Jupiter on the phone line. I got Mama Rose on the phone line, and John was on the phone line, but I think he hung up.
Anybody new?
Nobody new, and I got a caller coming in now.
Let's see if you got somebody new. I want somebody new. Every their brothers and cousins should know this song.
Yeah. Everybody was supposed to call two friends and let them know about the show tonight.
Hey, this caller coming in, that could be a new one now.
We're running out of time here. Yeah.
I got my fingers crossed.
You got to listen to Mr. Terry's song.
Uh-oh. Well, let me know how much time I have.
No, you have time.
You got time yet.
All righty. All right, so I have a young lady by the name of Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida.
Is she new?
I don't recall her name.
Me neither. She might be new.
What's her name, Mary?
Uh-huh.
Mary from where?
Boynton Beach, Florida.
Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida. Okay, Mary.
All right, so Mary it is.
Not the first. Oh, she's not new and she's not the first one. That's what I hear.
Well, she's not new?
I don't think if her last name starts with the letter D as in dog, no.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. Mary, does your last name start with the D?
It's Burr, B-U-R-R.
Okay, yeah, she said it's Durham.
Okay, let's just take the first caller, Chris, that answered the question.
Hello.
All right, hold on, Mary, okay?
What about now?
The first caller.
That was Miss Sheila. Up and she hung up. Okay, so then the call after Sheila would be
Christine
from...
Okay, Christine.
All right, Christine.
Jupiter,
Florida, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There it is, Christine. Right there. Hey, Christine, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So who's singing there, young lady? Who's singing?
Marvin Gaye.
There you go.
Oh,
yes. All right.
Is that right,
ding,
Terry?
Ding, ding.
Is she
that
right,
is correct.
Terry?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Good job.
Live Marvin Gaye.
And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card. Subway
hey,
is coming
thanks.
Your way, young lady. Miss
welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
Yum.
Who else is on the line?
Good job.
Congratulations.
Bill.
Keep on calling in. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Who else is on the line?
I got Miss Rose from Orlando on the phone line. Miss Rose, how you doing?
Hi, Rose.
I'm doing fine.
Happy New Year.
The same to you.
So we got an answer, Rose, but he wants to answer another question with about Marvin Gaye. Okay, ask your question, Terry.
Okay, so Marvin Gaye was a great Motown icon, and obviously everybody knows that. But he also had another interest in another career. Can you tell us what was that other interest that he had? What did he want it to become? That's probably a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Okay. Should I repeat it?
Yes.
Okay. Marvin Gaye had a second interest in another career. Could you tell us what it was?
What was the question?
All right. I'm sorry. We can't repeat it. We have to move on. Thank you for calling, Rose.
Oh,
and
sorry,
we're going to give the answer. We're going to give the answer because we have to move on. Time's running out. He wanted to be a football player, and he tried out for the Detroit Lions football team.
That's correct.
Unreal.
Got it? That was the answer. So, Terry.
Yes.
I cut it short because I want to be on this segment. I want you to do your live song. If you can do your live song now, people would love to hear your song that you just wrote, and it's live. Let's hear it.
Okay. So the song is my love anthem, and I want you everybody to pay very close attention. And the name of the song is When Was the Last Time? All right. When was the last time you wrote him a letter? You said, my brother, how are you? When was the last time you said, I love you? And I'm just calling to say that I do. When was the last time you paid him a visit? You said, what is it that seems to trouble your mind? And when was the last time you had no reason, no special season, you were just being kind? Today you may leave me with us, tomorrow might not be yours. The future is promised to none of us, no matter how young or old. Have you considered if there is no forever? Let's lock each other before time. When was the last time
was the last time you said, sister, I'm sorry. Brother, I'm sorry. It will be your cry. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as you love thyself. Are you ready to face your creator? To answer for yourself. Have you considered if there's no forever? Let's love each other before time passes by.
Great. Wonderful. That was great. That was great. Wonderful. Did you write that song?
I sure did write it.
I mean, how long is that song?
This ends right there. It's probably less than, what, 4 minutes? Maybe 4 minutes?
Oh, no, longer than that.
Terry, thank you for sharing. Give everybody your website before we go to the top of the hour.
Okay. So you can find me on all the digital platforms. iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. And by the way, the last name is spelled W-O-O-L-A-R-D. If you want albums or whatever, you can always email me at mymusicfans@ymail.com. Again, that's mymusicfans@ymail.com.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Terry. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Some song that you wrote.
And Jolita.
Nothing better than live music, man.
Right.
Well, it's supposed to be meaningful. It's supposed to touch everybody's heart. It's something really deep and something really to consider. Yeah, so.
There you go. That's true. Very nice. Appreciate you sharing that. So.
Thank you.
And they need to go out, hop on iTunes or go to your site and grab some Terry Willard music.
Yeah, well.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on, Terry. Appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Great to talk to you again,
and
man.
Tell Jolita.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Miss Engineer. You did a good job.
So that was him singing, Terry Willard, and he wrote the song, believe it or not.
And playing.
And he was playing.
Yeah.
And Jolita was dancing.
And Jolita was dancing. Oh, I missed that. Oh, I missed that. Oh, gracious. I missed her dancing.
Since it's an audio show only, you missed that part of it.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that's what happens in your mind. You can't see such things.
She's dancing up a storm.
Yeah, Julie wanted me to do a more upbeat, happier song. But I says, you know, with the way things are now, I think people need to hear that message. So hopefully I touch somebody's heart out there.
Well, next time you'll do a happier song.
Yeah, happy song.
I'll do more of upbeat for Julie next time.
Yes.
All right.
There you go. I think we're going to go to the
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What can I say? This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's why every day you don't know what you're going to get when you turn on this radio show. Every Sunday is a different show. This is, I told you, this is more music oriented and fun oriented, this show. Hope you like it, folks. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael.
I don't think so.
Yeah, believe it or not, this is your host, Michael. That's true. Right. Why do you want to say Christopher?
That wasn't Chris. That was David.
No, David? That wasn't Chris. No, what, I just David? Said that's true.
What's true?
Michael, you are the host. You are the host with the most.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Most of what? I don't know, but no.
By the way, folks, one thing we didn't talk about today before we go to break is passing. We're doing the second hour. We'll talk about two people have passed away. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't really like this.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.